Sota, Perek Dalet, Mishnehe, 4, 5, the last of the Perek. And here our Mishnah is going to have a new point altogether, which is the point that if a husband isn't able to be mekane his wife doing kinui because he's not around for whatever reason or unavailable and impossible for him to do it, so then the Beis Din will do it on his behalf. And the idea here is one of zechiyah, of benefiting the husband if he can't do it, meaning we assume that the husband would want to do kinui and warn his wife if he knew what she was up to and was able to do it himself. So we act on his behalf. Meaning, if hypothetically the husband had put on notice somehow or other saying, I don't want you to do kinui to my wife, so then they won't be mekana her. They're doing it as, so to speak, a favor for him to keep his wife on the straight and narrow. At all events, we'll see a list of people for whom the business will do this for. There's not a thought, as the mission will say, that there's not a thought that the woman could then drink the waters. For technical reasons, the psukim will not allow for that. It has to be the husband who do the kinui in terms of to make her eligible to drink the mayim hamarim. But it certainly would make it that she would lose her ksuba if she would be warned to not seclude herself with a given man, and she does after that with witnesses, then she loses her ksuba at least. Here the Mishnah says inside, ve'elu, the following people, she'bezdin mekanin lehen. The bezdin will do kinui on his behalf, warning his wife not to be secluded with the person about whom they have heard she is acting inappropriately with. First is, mishinis charesh ba'ala, if you have a man, a husband who has become a deaf mute, so now he's no longer able to hear or speak, so certainly he can't do kinui himself, but the Beis Din will do it on his behalf. O nishtata, or if he becomes a shote, meaning that he becomes mentally incompetent, for whatever reason, he's mentally unwell, so therefore he hasn't got the legal ability to effect kinui, but the Beis Din will do it for him. O shaya chavush bebeis ha'asurin, or says the Mishnah, a situation in which the husband's in prison, so therefore he can't get out, but if he's away and his wife's on her own, the Beis Din keeps, so to speak, their eye out for him on his behalf. Similarly, says the Rambam, if, for example, he's out of the country, he's traveling abroad or something, all these things. As the Mishnah says now, lol hashkosa amru, they're not talking about being able to now enable the wife later on to drink the waters to prove herself. That just can't work. The psukim say things like vikina es ishto, it's he has to warn his wife, or vehevi ha'ish as ishto, the husband, the man, has to bring his wife to the Beis Din. Of course, these things can't happen because he's not around. Therefore, we're not going to allow her actually to drink. Ela lefasla miksubasa. It's just that it would make her lose her ksuba payment if she would, subsequent to the kinui, go ahead and do stir with the person against whom she was warned to be secluded with. Nevertheless, there's a dissenting opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af l'hashkosa. Rabbi Yossi says, no, they can act, the Beis Din can act on his behalf. For example, if l'kashe yetzeh va'ala mebeis ha'asurin, when the husband gets out of prison, yashkena, he could say, listen, the Beis Din acted as on my behalf, as my agent, to warn her with kinui, and now that she's medically behaved, she can still drink as if I did it. Prove her innocence. So that's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Halacha, however, does not follow him. The halacha is like Tanakama, that no, should the Beis Din actually warn the woman, and then she subsequently have witnesses against her, so she has no way now to prove her innocence. She simply has to now lose her ksuba, and he can divorce her.